www.thebestofcast.com.
What is up? Greetings, America, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 26 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and hypertension and obesity and skin diseases like acne and psoriasis and rosacea and eczema, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that a miracle, this renewing and healing system is no miracle at all. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs, we want to hear from you on The Bright Side. Our number is 855-660-4261. If we can help you get off your meds, help a loved one get off their meds, we want to hear from you. 855-660-4261. And likewise, if you have a success story you want to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, or if you have questions about the longevity products, we want to hear from you at 855-660-4261. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products that you hear us talk about on the program or that you hear advertised on the program, you can head over to my website, brightsideben.com. Take a look at our shopping cart with all the longevity products. You'll find the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, the Healthy Start Pack, the Pro Jojoba. They're all up at brightsideben.com. The Selenium OPC, Ultimate Selenium, Cell Shield, Ultimate Daily, they're all up at brightsideben.com. You'll also find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to start a longevity business or just make some money selling longevity products. Or if you want to get your products at the wholesale price, click on the Join the Team link or call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. And make sure you ask about the BTT, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, the multivitamin mineral complex powder that you add to water and drink. It's a wonderful source of the B-complex and vitamin A, vitamin C, biotin, calcium, plant-derived minerals, a cornucopia of nutrients. It's $50 a canister. Most folks will notice results in one or two doses. Beyond Tangy Tangerine, you can find out all about it at brightsideben.com, or you can call the Bright Side Ben phone team at 866-735-2470. Alrighty, thanks so much for joining us on The Bright Side. Once again, for the last few days, we've been talking about the triangle of health, the three points of breakdown that ultimately show up as every single degenerative disease you can name, from cancer to heart disease to autoimmunity. And I know it sounds like I'm harping on this idea of fundamental building blocks, of fundamental building blocks of breakdown, fundamental points of breakdown, but given this crazy mainstream medical model, Dr. Oz cartoon-like, eat more whole grains and make sure you eat lots of fruits and oatmeal and get your colonoscopy and mammogram, mainstream baloney misinformation that deifies and codifies and memorializes the medical model of bad science that kills and maims literally hundreds of thousands of human beings every year and disempowers the rest of us, given this nonsense that passes for medical wisdom, I think it's important to at least once in a while go over some of the basics, especially if we're not feeling as good as we like, as good as we should, as good as we know we can feel. Today I want to start, actually I want to restart our discussion on the electric train of health, this idea that at the end of the day, the health of the body is not a chemical phenomena, it is an electrical phenomena. Human beings, life in general, is an electrical condition. Health is based on electrical energy, and this electrical energy runs through the body like a train being pulled by oxygen. Oxygen functions as the engine on the electric train of health. Just like when you blow into a fireplace, you blow into the embers in a fireplace, you get this glow the embers start to lighten up. This glowing, this lightening up represents a movement of energy. When you breathe, you're blowing inside your body. That's basically what breathing is. You're blowing inside your body, and you get the same kind of increase in energy or this increase in electrical movement that you get in your fireplace embers when you blow into your fireplace. Just like if you had more engines on your train. I remember when I was a kid, I used to love watching trains. I used to go to the train station, and I was always fascinated by how big those things were and how loud they were. And as big as a train was, or as an engine and a train were, when you watched them being pulled, what was even more impressive, what was bigger, was when a train was being pulled by two engines. That really blew me away. I was always blown away by one big engine pulling a train, but when two engines pulled a train, that was an amazing, amazing sight. Well, if oxygen is an engine pulling an electrical train through your body, when you breathe more oxygen, when you breathe more, when you take deeper breaths, not more breaths, but deeper breaths, it's like you have more engines on your train. You can actually use your imagination. As you take a deep breath, picture the cells of your body glowing red as if they were embers in a fireplace. As you take a deep breath in, just picture your cells kind of glowing like they were embers in a fireplace, the way embers will glow brighter as you put oxygen into your fireplace. Picture that with your cells. This deep energizing oxygenation is actually electrifying the cells of your body. How cool is that? You can electrify the cells of your body doing nothing more than breathing. And that especially, by the way, means the red blood cells. You're electrifying the red blood cells, which will actually carry that oxygen. Red blood cells carrying oxygen mean more energy and more improved circulation. Some of the best-selling drugs in the world are antihypertensive drugs and anti-clotting drugs. Blood clotting and high blood pressure are serious problems, and they are manifestations of lack of oxygen and stress, and the net result is lack of oxygen to cells. And this is a big, big problem. And it's solved by nothing more, at least partially solved, by nothing more than practicing deep oxygenation breathing techniques. So oxygen functions as the engine on the electric train of health. And the cars of the train function as the electrical energy. Oxygen functions as the engine that pulls the electrical energy. The cars are actually the electrical energy. And each individual car can be thought of as carrying a little piece of electricity. We call these little pieces of electricity electrons. So each one of these cars is carrying electrons throughout the body, and these electrons are ultimately going to get delivered with oxygen, with the engine of the train, to every cell in the body. The final destination of these electrical pieces, these electrons, are little tiny structures in a cell. Now keep in mind, folks, a cell is ridiculously small. You couldn't see a cell. It's microscopically small. You couldn't see one if it was sitting on your table. It's about 1/100th to 1/200th, the average cell anyway, 1/100th to 1/200th, the size of a head of a pin. So picture a head of a pin, now divide it up in your mind's eye by 100 or 200 pieces, and you'll get the size of a cell. That's pretty darn small. Well, within those cells, you've got little structures. So as small as a cell is, within those cells, you've got tens of thousands of subcellular structures. This is getting ridiculous, people. This is what we are made of. This is amazing. And we need to be spending at least 30 seconds every day contemplating the amazingness of the cellular and subcellular nature of the body. So you got these cells that make up our bodies, 100 trillion. That's ridiculous enough as it is. But within those cells, you've got subcellular structures counting in tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands of these subcellular structures. Now, one of these subcellular structures is something some of you guys have heard of. It's called mitochondria. These mitochondria number anywhere from 1,000, maybe tens of thousands in some cells. You have tens of thousands, thousands to tens of thousands of these mitochondria in cells. And these mitochondria are the final destination of the electrical train of health. The electrical train of health is delivering electricity via oxygen as an engine, and the final destination inside a cell is these mitochondria. Now, something very, very fascinating about these mitochondria. I'm going to spare you the hardcore biochemistry, as fascinating as it is, but there's something really cool about these mitochondria. I'll tell you what that is when we come back from our break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. We're coming back right after this. Don't go away.
hadn't seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us on the Bright Side. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben. We're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time on the Genesis Communication Network. You'll also find our shows archived at brightsideben.com. You'll also find them archived at benfuchsarchives.com. That was put up by a listener in the UK. Thank you so much for doing that. And the shows are actually labeled at Ben Fuchs Archive. Each show is this guy, I forgot his name. Oh, if you're listening out there in the UK, I'd love it if you could shoot me an email. I'd like to thank you in person. I put up all these all the shows, and then he listened to all the shows, and he put little notes on there at benfuchsarchive.com. You'll also find the shows archived at brightsideben.com, and you'll find a shopping cart at brightsideben.com, and you'll find a Join the Team link that you can click on if you want to join the team. Join the Brightside Ben team, start a longevity business, get your products at the wholesale price, or just help me spread the word about the power and the importance of a good nutritional supplement program. You can also call the Brightside Ben phone team at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Our number today on the Bright Side is 855-660-4261. If you have questions about health and nutrition, degenerative disease, if you want to help somebody get off their prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs, 855-660-4261. And if you have a success story, people, I know you do because I talk to you all the time, and I hear success stories, and I get the letters, and it would be just awesome if you could dial 855-660-4261 and share. It's one thing when I tell you, it's one thing when I talk about nutritional supplementation, how important it can be to get yourself on a supplement program and what you can do to reverse degenerative disease. But when somebody actually experiences it, it's a much more powerful message than me just talking about it theoretically. And yes, the theory is wonderful and the science is wonderful, and I have a good time with the chemistry, and I imagine most of you guys do too. That's why you're listening. But the success stories that are shared by people who have personally experienced the power of these concepts and these ideas is much more compelling than me just talking about it theoretically. And you can help a lot of people if you're out there and you've experienced this. 855-660-4261. And I encourage you to share. Be generous. 855-660-4261. Okay, so oxygen is the electric train of health, is the engine on the electric train of health. The electric train, the cars themselves are delivering electricity. Their final destination in the cell are these little structures called mitochondria. And mitochondria are so fascinating for a lot of reasons. I'm not even going to tell you how this whole energy conversion process takes place. It's called electron transport, and it is super duper cool. And we'll save that for a later program. But I want to tell you about these mitochondria because they're also really amazing. It turns out the mitochondria that convert electrical energy into work energy, the kind of energy that we can use to get things done, these mitochondria actually aren't even us. They live in our cells. They are responsible for turning electrical energy into work, for unloading, if you will, the electricity on the electric train of health, but they're not even us. 2 billion years ago, these little creatures were independent. They were little cells of themselves, cells on their own, and they somehow merged with other kinds of cells, and they formed this symbiotic relationship, and to this day, mitochondria that live in all the cells in our body have their own DNA, have their own genetics. They're not even us, but they have managed to symbiotically relate to our cells where they can take oxygen and electrical energy and convert it into work, and that is amazing. We actually have merged, our cells of our body have merged with these creatures, and they share space. They actually symbiotically convert electrical energy into work energy, and they don't even know we exist. They are not us. In fact, if you watch these crime shows, CSI and the like, you hear about mitochondrial DNA as being a special kind of DNA, mDNA they call it, and this mDNA is unique in the sense that it has nothing to do with you. DNA in all the cells of your body can be converted into you, but mitochondrial DNA are their own. Mitochondrial DNA code for the mitochondria themselves. They have nothing to do with us. And I find that super, super cool. So, anyway, mitochondria are the little structures that unload the electrical energy and turn it into work. I'm not going to tell you how that's done, but it is absolutely, absolutely amazing how this electricity gets converted into the stuff called energy that we can use to tie our shoes or pray to God or scream at the New World Order or do all the things that we do as human biological beings. This journey of electricity ends at the mitochondrial level, and what happens is the electricity gets turned into energy, which is the essence of all of biology. So what does all this mean? Energy is what we are energy, but what does all this mean for health? Well, if you're dealing with a breakdown disease, if you're dealing with something as mundane as arthritis or osteoporosis or acne or heart disease, you can be quite sure, not that this stuff is mundane, but compared to the magic of the body, it is. If you're dealing with this stuff, You can be sure at the level of a cell, remember all disease is cell disease, at the level of a cell, if you're dealing with degeneration, this energy delivery system has somehow been blocked. Your electrical energy train has been derailed. If you are dealing with a degenerative disease, you are dealing with an electricity disease. You got something wrong with the electrical train of health. It could be the rails, it could be the cars, or it could be the engine. I'll tell you what the rails are and here in a moment, and I'll tell you where the electricity comes from here in a moment. But I want to tell you about the ultimate example of an electrical energy breakdown, because it's the scariest disease of all. It's the emperor of maladies. It's called cancer. And no illness is good, but nothing speaks to the vulnerability and the fragility of the human experience more loudly than cancer. And cancer is the quintessential example of an electrical energy defect, of a derailing of the electrical train of health. If you ask the average person, or even the average healthcare professional, what exactly cancer is, you're probably going to get a blank stare, or you may get some gobbledygook about genetics. And this genetic correlation to cancer is one that we hear a lot about. It's one that drug companies love, because that allows them to promote the manipulation of our genetics to make the body healthy. Drug companies love manipulating things because that's all they know how to do. They can't feed things. They can drug things, which is a form of manipulation, and drug companies love manipulating. And this idea that cancer is caused, I'm putting this in little air quotes here, caused by genetics, is a classic example of the disempowering nature of the medical model. It is the medical model's style to figure out, instead of figuring out why cells are going crazy, to attack the symptoms of the craziness. Genetic changes occur, clearly, in cancer, but these genetic changes are symptoms. They're the signs of a cell that's going nuts. They're not the cause of the cell going nuts. They're a sign of the cell going nuts. Without getting into too much detail, you can think of DNA as a long string of code, of pieces of code, these little pieces of code. The DNA string is about 18 feet long in a cell, which is another crazy idea. How the heck does something as small as a cell have 18 feet of anything in it? Anyway, there's a long string of DNA, about 18 feet long. If you added all the DNA up in your body, it would come out to something on the order of 80 billion miles of the stuff in a human body. How amazing is that? Anyway, this DNA is a long string of code. It's cut up into little chunks, and these little chunks are called genes. Genes are little pieces of DNA. Hang tight, because I'll tell you how this relates to cancer when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number, 855-660-4261. We're coming back right after this with more good health information. Don't go away.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Thank you for joining us. 855-660-4261 is our number. Got a couple lines open for you. We'll get your calls here in just a moment. We're talking a little bit about cancer. I'll probably have to finish this up tomorrow. So DNA, genetics. I don't want to get too much into this stuff because it is a little bit confusing, but it's so darn amazing. It's at least a good idea to think about it a little bit, especially considering that cancer is the second leading cause of death in this country, and a lot of people are affected. Millions of people, including family members, are affected by this horrific disease as known as the emperor of all maladies. So DNA, long string of code, little pieces of DNA, chunks of DNA are called genes. Each one of these genes acts as a code that makes the cell, that initiates some kind of production inside of a cell. Cancer is basically cells going crazy. And cancers are indeed associated with genetics, with genes. Because everything a cell does is controlled by genes. So it's obvious. If you have cancer, you got some kind of gene relationship. The out-of-control growth is regulated, as everything is regulated, by genes. But the question is, why are these genetic changes that cause a cell to divide like crazy, why are these genetic changes taking place? Not that they are, but why they are. And this sums up the whole problem with the mainstream medical model. The question isn't that we're falling apart, it's why we're falling apart. The question isn't that our genes are going nuts, it's why our genes are going nuts. Genes are always changing. Genes are turning on and off like lights on a Christmas tree, always. Dr. Wallach has a new book coming out called Epigenetics, and we've talked about epigenetics before in this program. Epigenetics is the science of how genes turn on and off, or what it takes to make genes turn on and off. We know genes turn on and off. That's a fact. Genetics is not the end of the line. Epigenetics is why genes are turning on and off. Gene changes are not the problem. They're a sign of the problem. Just like osteoporosis or heart disease or any other health issue is not the problem, genetics that are involved with cancer are a sign of a problem. The genes are simply a map. They're simply a blueprint. Genes, those little pieces of information that code for everything a cell does and is, turn on and off all the time. It's called gene regulation. Go Google it. Gene regulation is the science of how genes turn on and off all the time. And genes are regulated. This is what epigenetics is about. It's about gene regulation. And gene regulation, check this out. This is very, very important. This is the most important thing you can understand about cancer if you really want to prevent it or deal with it. Genes turn on and off depending on the environment they are in. If you take a cell and you put it in a crappy environment, you'll get genes that turn on and off in response to the crappy environment. If you take a cell and you put it into a petri dish with all kinds of food and nourishment and all the stuff a cell likes, the genes for growth and health will be turned on. That's cancer in a nutshell, people. You take a cell, you put it in a crappy environment, and you're going to end up with genes that are specifically designed to help that cell handle that crappy environment. How this relates to cancer is a fascinating, fascinating topic, and I'll talk about this tomorrow. But right now I want you to understand, a cell and its genes are responsive to the environment. A cell and its genes are responsive to its environment, the environment the cell lives in. The environment is primal, not the cell. And this is such good news because we can change the cell by changing the environment. And we'll continue this discussion on cancer and the electrical train of health tomorrow. On the bright side, if you're dealing with cancer, you want to prevent cancer, you got somebody you know who's got cancer, you're going to want to tune into the bright side tomorrow as we continue our discussion on the electrical nature of the body and how it relates to disease, especially cancer. Okay, 855-660-4261 is our number. Got two lines open for you if you want to get on board. Let's take our first phone call of the day. Marie in Texas, welcome to the bright side. What's going on?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I need some help treating scabies.
Oh, bummer. For you or kid?
Well, my elderly mother has it, and it looks like I've come down with it as well.
Oh, bummer. That's kind of miserable. Is it all over the body or?
Well, she has more on her body than I do. She has it on her legs and her arms, and I have just a few spots on my legs right now.
That is a total bummer. It's psychologically a bummer as much as physically it's a bummer. A couple ideas for dealing with scabies, little mites that. Nasty little mites. Scabies is a mite, by the way. And that's super, super unpleasant. These things actually burrow underneath your skin, and I don't want to gross you out here, Marie, but you probably know they're laying eggs in there. That's gross. Forget that. Forget I said that, but that's what's happening. Anyway, neem oil is a nice thing to try, or tea tree oil. The fact is, they're not tremendously effective, but that's the first thing I would try. You may want to try oregano or cayenne. Those are also things you could use. I'd be putting zinc oxide on there. Not necessarily that's going to kill the mites, although it may kill the mites. But zinc oxide has some nice anti-inflammatory properties. Zinc oxide, you could buy that at a drugstore. You might have to ask the pharmacist for it. Nail polish. Some folks use nail polish. Toluene is the active ingredient in nail polish, although that could be a little bit toxic, or even acetone. That can be a little toxic. The problem is they're burrowing under the skin, so it's hard to get at them. You may also want to try Lugol's solution, which is an iodized solution, or colloidal silver. That might be something else that you want to give it a shot. Vaseline, maybe, to suffocate the scabies. Just cover the area up with Vaseline. These are all ideas that you could try. If worse comes to worse, they can use insecticides or pesticides, and as unpleasant as that is, it's not quite as unpleasant as the scabies. I wish I had better answers for you. They're not, scabies don't classify as degenerative disease. They're more of an attack from the outside, so I can't really give you any nutritional solutions, but those are some ideas that you might want to try. Have you tried anything? Also, you know, food-grade hydrogen peroxide, dilute food-grade hydrogen peroxide a little bit. I think food grade's 12%. You may want to dilute it down to 4 or 5%. That might help you. Have you tried anything yet?
Yes, I've tried some of the things that you mentioned already, and I just thought...
Anything work?
Not enough to...
What worked the best? What worked the best?
Probably the tea tree oil, I believe.
Okay, that's interesting. Have you ever heard of something called balsam of Peru? That's an old-time pharmacy remedy.
I did see that online, but I haven't bought any yet.
Balsam of Peru is an old-time pharmacy remedy. It's a little bit irritating, and also pine oil is another old-time pharmacy remedy. Both of those are a little bit irritating, but if you have scabies, you may want to give it a shot. You can also make yourself your own little tincture using alcohol and medicinal herbs. Chaparral is a nice medicinal herb. Sage and thyme are medicinal herbs. Rosemary is a medicinal herb. You can try that. And that's something else. I wish I had better answers for you, but it's not really a degenerative disease. It's an attack. And you're going to have to use medicine on that. Okay? I'm sorry I don't have anything better for you, Marie, but thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening. I appreciate it. Good luck. God bless. I hope that works out for you. Okay, moving on. Another Marie. What's going on, Marie, in California? Where are you, Marie? Hi, Marie. We've got to take a break. Hang tight, okay? Don't go away, Marie. And we'll get you when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 855-660-4261 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, check out my website, brightsideben.com. We'll be back with more good health information right after this.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The The Freeze Dry Guy wants your attention for a very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese. All packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
On the bright side, got a bunch of folks on the line here. You guys, you got to call earlier because it's hard to get everybody in when you call at the end of the program like that. And I want to get everybody, but I don't know if I will. But we'll see what we can do here. Marie in California, what's going on? Where in California are you, Marie?
About San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco, nice. What's going on? How can we help you?
Taking my call here. I talked to you like about 2 months ago about my husband's cholesterol.
Okay.
Right now, he stopped taking the longevity because he's coughing so much. He's coughing his phlegm out. When he coughed the phlegm out, he has like longevity, the color, like orange color come out. He said, I don't want to take it now. I'm done.
Does he think the longevity is making him cough?
No. He's been sick like about a week now. He's coughing about a week. But he's been taking since last month, the beginning of last month. So almost 2 months now. But he was, cough for about a week.
Okay.
So he breathes really hard. He coughs, really dry cough. He coughs like crazy. Probably take like half a minute, to cough.
That's not a good thing, Marie. How old is he?
He's 78.
78?
Yes. But after he coughs...
Marie, I'm having a hard time understanding you, ma'am. Did you say he's 78?
Yes, he's 78.
Okay. Now, he's not a smoker. He wasn't a smoker, correct?
He's not a smoker.
Okay, so well, coughing's not a good thing. I can't tell exactly what's causing it, but his body's trying to expel something. It could be an irritation in the lungs. It could be some kind of allergic reaction. A couple things that you might want to try. First of all, see if you can notice a link between stuff he's eating and the coughing. If he's allergic to something or his body could be secreting mucus out of the lungs, and that could be causing his body to cough or causing the cough response, the cough reflex. If it's not food, you may want to look at something he's breathing. Usually we say that first thing to think of is food, but when he's coughing like that, it could be something that he's breathing in. And that's another thing that you might want to try. But typically, if he's coughing a lot like that, that's a sign his body's trying to get rid of something or there might be some kind of irritation in there. And I'd be looking at something that's getting into the system either through food or through breathing that's triggering that kind of rejection response, but it sounds more like a mechanical issue or perhaps an immune issue. I wish I had more answers for that for you, Marie, but that's not really a degenerative issue, so there's not really a nutritional solution, although for infections, And inflammation, which may be involved, vitamin C can be very helpful. And vitamin E is probably the, vitamin C and vitamin E are probably the two most important lung nutrients. There's something called NAC, which we talk about periodically on the program, and I'm going to be talking about it later this week. N-acetylcysteine, which is also very important for the lungs, and also very important for folks who are secreting a lot of mucus. NAC is used to treat cystic fibrosis, which is a disease marked by excessive mucus production. Those three nutrients that you might want to consider, vitamin E, around 400 international units a day, vitamin C, anywhere from 5 to 10 grams, 1 to 2 teaspoons of the powder a day, and especially in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then N-acetylcysteine, 400 milligrams a day. For all, also, by the way, if you're smoking out there, those are three wonderful nutrients that you might want to consider, vitamin E, NAC, and vitamin C as well. Thanks for your call, Marie. I wish I had more answers for you on that, but that's not quite a degenerative health issue. All right, Megan in California, what's going on?
Hi, Ben.
Hey.
Well, I had a pretty bad gash on my right shoulder, and I had chosen to tattoo over it. And
okay.
Now I have a thumbprint-sized bruise underneath the tattoo that's been there going on the third year now.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sure it's a bruise?
Yeah. Pardon me?
You sure it's a bruise?
A bruise, yeah.
For 3 years?
I've tried arnica pellets. I've put, like, sand cream on the top.
No, that's not going to help. None of that's going to help you with a bruise. Those are more like anti-inflammatories. Usually bruises will heal. A couple things. First of all, the most important way to treat a bruise, two most important nutrients for bruise, three most important nutrients for bruises are vitamin C and vitamin K, and then the third is not really a nutrient, but it can help with bruising, and that's digestive enzymes. Those are the three things for bruising. Vitamin K, around 5,000 mcg, 5,000 micrograms a day. Vitamin C, as much as you want, 5 to 10, 15, 20 grams even a day. Dr. Levy was on a couple weeks ago talking about using 50 grams IV, so you can have as much vitamin C as you want. And then also digestive enzymes. But the fact that it's been there for 3 years, that's kind of troubling. I haven't heard of bruising that lasts that long. It sounds like you might have done some mechanical damage. Typically, things will heal, especially if you're young and you sound kind of young. Digestive enzymes, though, are absolutely spectacular. I mean spectacular for all kinds of things in the body. If you had to pick one, the most versatile nutritional supplement you could take, the most versatile and expensive nutritional supplement you could take, I would tell you it would be digestive enzymes. And by the way, both vitamin K, or all vitamin K and digestive enzymes, and vitamin C are wonderful pre-surgery and post-surgery for speeding up the healing process. Pre-surgery, 2-3 weeks before, load up on digestive enzymes, vitamin K, and vitamin C, and then post-surgery continue vitamin K, vitamin C, and vitamin K for as long as you want, really, and you'll be amazed at how fast you heal. Give those a shot, Megan. Let me know how that works. As I say, it's a little troubling that it's been 3 years, but those are your three most important anti-bruising or bruise-healing nutrients, vitamin C, vitamin K, and digestive enzymes. Thanks for your call, Megan. Appreciate it. Jeanette in Texas, got a couple minutes. What's going on, girl?
Yes, I've been in the hospital for ketoacidosis 4 times,
okay.
And the last time I was in the hospital, they injected me with heparin,
okay.
And I have been having low count, in other words, it's 42, 100% oxygen, and 42 pulse.
Are you diabetic? Are you diabetic, ma'am, or pre-diabetic?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Yes, I am. And the heparin, it seems these fainting spells.
You got more problems than just your ketoacidosis. First of all, what are you doing for the diabetes?
Well, I'm on insulin.
Oh, geez. How old are you, ma'am?
I'm 66.
Okay. Well, first of all, you got to focus on your eating. That's the most important thing you want to do.
The
most important thing you want to do. Don't consider it. You know, when doctors give you insulin, they tell you, or they imply that you can do whatever you want now that you're on insulin. And that's not the case. You want to keep that insulin down, and you want to minimize the amount of insulin. That you put in. The fact that you got you're into ketoacidosis means you're not being controlled. So you got some issues here, ma'am. First and foremost, up your protein. Most important thing you could do is up your protein and reduce your intake of the fast-burning carbohydrates so you don't have to take as much insulin. You want to keep that insulin down. You don't want to have to use a lot of insulin. That's first and foremost. That's be the first thing I did. Essential fatty acids might be able to help you as well. You might want to get yourself on some coconut oil. That might be helpful for you. Vitamin C is always going to be helpful for you. And the minerals chromium and vanadium can be important too. Get on the Sweeties from Youngevity. I'd be using the Sweeties after every meal. And I'd be using the Beyond Tangy Tangerine throughout the day. And I would be eating a lot less. Try and focus on taking in a lot less calories. And if you're drinking alcohol, that can also be a problem. So obviously you want to stay away from alcohol. B vitamins, very, very important, especially niacin and thiamine. In fact, the Sweeties, which is chromium and vanadium, in conjunction with niacin, can help your body make something called the glucose tolerance factor, the GTF, which is very important for helping the body handle sugar. Basically, ketoacidosis is a sign that your body is not processing sugar as well as it should be, and it's definitely associated with diabetes. So you want to do all the things that you're dealing with, that we talk about for dealing with blood sugar issues, eating less insulin-spiking foods, staying as far away as you can from fruit juice and soda pop and cereal, these fast-burning carbohydrates that are processed carbohydrates, certainly desserts are out, and then try to slow down the processing of sugar by eating more protein and also essential fatty acids and coconut oil. Get on the BTT, chromium, vanadium. You might also want to try alpha-lipoic acid, 400 milligrams a day. Of alpha-lipoic acid, and also make sure that you are using magnesium. Magnesium alone can help with diabetic ketoacidosis if you do nothing else. Magnesium can help, and I would be using maybe 1,000 to 2,000 milligrams of magnesium a day. Get on the Healthy Start Pack or the Blood Sugar Pack if you want just a simple way to take care of diabetes and ketoacidosis. But it's, as you know, it is a very, very serious problem. If you've already been in the hospital four times, you probably know more about it than I do. But it's nothing to be messing around with. And especially if you're 67 years old and you've probably been a diabetic for a while. Thanks so much for your call. Appreciate it. And good luck with everything, ma'am. All right. That's all the time we have for today. Tomorrow, we're going to tell you about what really makes a cell go cancerous, the main reason why a cell goes cancerous. And it's not a surprise. If you know biochemistry, it's something that we've known about for at least 50 or 60 years. What exactly is it about a cell, or what exactly happens to a cell to make it go cancerous? And it's not genetics, even though genetics may be involved. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. If you're dealing with cancer, you want to prevent it, or you know somebody who's dealing with cancer, tune in to The Bright Side tomorrow as we continue talking about the electrical train of health. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey.
Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.